This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Overview, what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of a couple of really good professional talk radio personalities. Rick Jensen is here with the smile on his face, smile on his voice. I like that when somebody's got a smile on their voice. He works at WDEL, and works. He's on the air at WDEL.
You can't call him work. Yeah.
Wow. Come on. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I suspect that because of the nature of what she does, there may be a little more work. You know, often as a kid growing up on the farm, work meant physical. And being on the air is not a lot of physicality in that. But Victoria has to chase stories. So that requires action, movement. You know what I mean, Rick? So she's...
She is a woman of action, yes.
Action, right.
Action is the best. I am sweating and exhausted at the end of the day.
Are you really?
I knew
that would capture Doug's attention.
Right.
The marketing department needs Victoria bobblehead action figures.
There you go.
Okay. Here we go. Let's get it. It's not about me, Victoria. It's about you and Rick. End of stories from Talkers Magazine this week, as they've done every week. The research, listening to lots of radio stations around the country. Remember, News Talk is the most popular format, so a lot of people listening to get the top 10 stories and the list of people that are in the crosshairs, if we will, of conversation. At number 10, the story of the heat wave, not only here in America, but in Europe. We all know what happened last weekend around most certainly of the east of the divide, where Victoria is in Washington, and not far away where Rick is in Wilmington, Delaware. Temperatures in excess of 100 degrees. Where I was on the farm, I had heat stroke last weekend, and it really, I was dumb enough to be out in the hayfield on the farm, and it was 106. And I don't know that that was the smartest move that I've made for a while, but listen, the same situation exists in Europe with the heat and humidity. It's really pretty unpleasant. So once again, pretty much every week, it sparks a conversation about climate change, and so on that goes. Number 9, the $5 billion Facebook settlement. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. You on Facebook? Are we friends on Facebook, Victoria? I don't know that we are. I'm not sure.
I don't know that we are. I have to say I don't use Facebook anymore. I post once a year on my brother's account, who's dead, on his birthday. But other than that, I don't use Facebook. And I'll tell you when I stop. And I have things to say about this, by the way, in a minute. But this is my thing. But I stopped using Facebook some years ago when Mark Zuckerberg announced that we would no longer get our stream of things just in date order and as people posted it, but they would decide what was of interest to us. So I thought, okay, I'll give this a go. And I started to realize I was not seeing all kinds of things that were of interest to me the day before, of variety and from my friends, but that they were culling my stories, culling and killing. I thought, no, I'm done with you.
Yeah. Well, then, so you are. Are you on Facebook, Rick?
I have a private account because I have a daughter, and she chats on there. I chat on there. I use Twitter more often, and I use the WDEL Facebook page. Something we need to remember is this. If you're getting something for free, like Facebook, you are the product. And the problem is there doesn't seem to be any other competitor with as much influence as Facebook. There's no real solid competitor.
Right. All right, so anyway, a lot of social media discussion this week on the story list are wrapped around that Facebook settlement. Number eight, well, you wanted to talk about Facebook, though, Victoria, before we move on. I think you said you wanted to say something about this, the settlement. Are you focused on the settlement, or are you talking about Facebook in general?
Well, there's actually another investigation. Well, there is a settlement, but now there is, in fact, yet another investigation. The Financial Times reporting that Facebook's revealed that the Federal Trade Commission has launched a formal antitrust investigation now, just after it, hours after the $5 billion settlement, which is like, it's like a couple of lattes to Zuckerberg. So this is more and more and more. And I was looking at the BBC this morning, their website, which is an excellent website, by the way, and it's free. And there's
it's not free. The government paid for it through taxpayers' money.
Yeah, but you're not paying for it.
No, that's true. So I can go listen to it, watch it.
Yeah, no, it's a good website to read. But there's another Facebook story, so they're in more trouble. But it's just, you know, another example. And there's when we do get to the Mueller story, he said something very interesting, which we can talk about with regard to Facebook and other social media. So I'll save it and tantalize you.
Oh, very good. All right, number eight is the trade war. American farmers being held hostage once again. And the latest wrinkle on this, you may have remembered suggesting that a lot of people listening to this program, and perhaps the two of you, Rick and Victoria, were aware of the government's warning to people not to use anything made by Huawei, which is the big Chinese technology company, makes all the burner phones and cheap television, a lot of cheap crap, the usual stuff. But this has inveigled its way into Best Buy and pretty much everybody else that distributes these cheap phones. And what was found apparently earlier, well, the announcement came earlier this week, this past week, but it's been known for a while that in these cheap phones are tracking devices and other things that they make as well. So people were warned by the government to stay away from Huawei. So fast forward to the end of the week. As you know, the Chinese are trying to work out a deal with America and vice versa. So the last month or so we've been told, well, we're 90% of the way there. Turns out the problem is Huawei. The problem is Trump is in a bad place with the farmers because they don't support him like they did, because he and his agriculture department have made a complete mess out of farming in lots of different ways through maneuvering with money and who gets the money. So now the Chinese say, okay, we're going to go back to buying lots of your farm products. The only thing is you can't blackwall or blackmail, blacklist. You can't blacklist Huawei anymore. You have to go back to using them. You can't say the government entities can't buy them. And so now that hasn't been settled yet, but that's the deal that China has put on the table. We'll buy more of your farmers' products, but you have to buy more Huawei. You can't stop us from selling Huawei in America. So let's see what happens, because Huawei, those things, not only are they junk, but they all have tracking devices in them. So the Chinese know what the hell, what's going on. Whoever's got a Huawei phone, they can track them. And do you want some Chinese guy watching where you go to the bathroom? I don't want to have a Chinese guy watching what I'm doing.
I don't want anybody watching, thank you.
Okay, there you go. All
except
right.
The cat.
Yeah, we don't need to see that ever. No.
No, no, no,
no. No, 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 no. So next, we'll talk about the debt ceiling and where we're going, other than as Frank, not Frank, who Jackie Gleason's character was, Ralph Cramden said to Alice, remember, to the moon, Alice, to the moon. Well, we can take that to mean we're going to go to the moon, or that's where we're going with our debt. Maybe both of those things are going to become, because one depends on the other almost. I'll explain what I'm thinking in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder of what you need to get rid of those aches and pains that you wake up with. Stiff back, right? Or you are jogging still and your ankles bother you, your knee bothers you, your hips bother you, your back bothers you, your neck bothers you. Here's the game changer. It is joint Formula 14 from a company in Reno, Nevada called Sierracil. They're a new company. They've got a new formula, and they guarantee that in 14 days, those old sports aches and pains will go away. Gonzo, see you later. I get a lot of farm pains, and they're, you know, we all have stuff that we don't like about our bodies, aches and pains and here and there. If you used glucosamine and chondroitin, that's okay, but it doesn't get the lasting results. You've got to take it over and over again. Joint Formula 14 is different. Get relief or you get your money back. Call for Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil by dialing 877-743-7720. Use the DJV code and you get half off the regular retail price. That's using the promo code DJV. So if you're living with aches, why? Feel better. Go online, get the details at achefree.live. You can also order Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer. It's 50% off the retail price. Or call them if you want. That's easier. 877-743-7720. I don't know about you, but I've changed my buying habits, and I find it easier much of the time to buy online. I didn't think I'd ever feel that way, but I do. So you can, whatever, you want to call them, fine. You want to go on achefree.live, that's fine as well. But I want you to feel better in 14 days, or I guarantee you'll get your money back. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your health. Sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Have you ever wanted to speak another language? Whether you want to speak Spanish, French, or German, Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons can get you speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I just started learning Spanish with Babbel, and it's really helping me with my pronunciation.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? Ha ha, I got it. I'm amazed how confidently I speak Spanish now. I wish I had tried Babbel sooner.
Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned. No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, German, Portuguese, and more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
All right, I don't know how to really handle this because it's a disgrace. Debt ceiling goes up again. They made all kinds of deals. We're spending $320 billion more this year than we are taking in. We waste all of that and then some. Just in the, never mind, you look across broadly all the departments, The Defense Department wastes that much money a year. Fraud, corruption, yep. Abuse. And the Government Accounting Office tells them every year the source of the waste. And we keep, okay, yeah, that's right. We hear the numbers and that's it. They keep spending your money. And now the budget deficit is up to $22 trillion with this new debt ceiling. It's outrageous, isn't it?
Well, Doug, how much of this do you think has to do with the fact that every single representative district in the country has some element of this military-industrial complex where they employ hundreds or thousands of people, and you can't possibly say, oh, the F-35 Strike Eagle, a trillion-dollar boondoggle, we have to keep spending more money into this toilet.
Right. Yeah. Awful. 21 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Can somebody help me? I think my air conditioner's dying.
Nurse, I need a compressor and a condenser coil. Stat.
Sounds serious.
Doctor, it's losing pressure, and the blower motor is unresponsive.
Sounds expensive.
That depends. Do you have an American Home Shield home warranty?
No.
Well, then I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Before your next home system and appliance breakdown, be sure you call American Home Shield. We help cover the cost when major components of up to 21 home systems and appliances die. Either we'll come to your home and repair them, or we'll replace them, no matter their age, including your AC, washer, oven, electrical, and plumbing. For a free quote, call 1-800-700-4350. Be sure your budget's protected. Be sure with the Shield, American Home Shield. For a free quote on flexible plans to meet your needs and budget, call 1-800-700-4350. That's 1-800-700-4350.
Limitations and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For us to continue our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine, the research done from all these talk radio stations, programs, hosts, that sort of thing, come up with a list every week of the top 10 stories and the people on that list. We're at number 6 now. The tension in the world, whether it be in the Korean Peninsula or the Persian Gulf, and I frankly don't, I'm happy to listen to the two of you. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm happy to listen to the two of you. I have nothing to add and I'm not interested, but I will entertain new information if you have it about what's going on in Korea or in the Persian Gulf.
Well, Iran has fired another missile, and I think relevant. It's relevant because there is a war of chicken going on, and
say that again.
Chicken going on between Iran and the United States, and apparently it got a little too quiet for Iran, so they decided to throw an egg and in this war and escalated a little bit, and we'll see what the response is. And this is a very dangerous game.
I mean, you know what it is. It's back to what we were just talking about a few minutes ago with regard to the debt and the phony baloney stuff that gets hurled at us through the news media regarding war or disruption, and the military-industrial complex will make things that make us more powerful and we can step on any of these guys like a bug, which in fact we could. We don't need to. The Japanese can step on the North Koreans like a bug, and so can the South Koreans. So you got all of that. It's all bourgeois. As far as what's going on in the Persian Gulf, that's a little trickier, a little dicier, I think. What do you think, Rick?
Sounds to me like Iran is threatening war. Once they say, hey, we're going to start capturing tankers from Victoria, United Kingdom, and others, those are acts of war. And it is dicey, and you wonder, how will this thing play out? Yeah. I have no idea.
And the people in Iran, for the most part, they're not very jingoistic anyway in Iran. They do like, they're educated, they like their country without the Ayatollah. So we continue to play. Isn't it amazing how many, and if you go back over the history of the world and see how many individuals were responsible for upset versus the masses. It's never the masses. It's always a few kooks like the Ayatollah that create the dismay, the disruption. Well, the Palestinians get along great with the Israelis if the leaders would get the hell out of the way or stop with their political nonsense. Same stuff. Number five.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, so the Green Movement was younger people in Iran, and they don't like the kind of leadership they have. So, you know, to your point.
Number five, the southern border situation. Here we are again with the news media bringing forth the picture of this mother and her son who traveled up from Guatemala, and they were refused entry in Juarez, come across to El Paso. You know what? I didn't ask her to come up. I'm sorry that her life is bad, and maybe there's a way that she can be helped. But, you know, we're being made the bad guys out of it. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. We are not the bad guys here. And I don't know that this woman is a bad guy either. I don't think she is, and her son. But you know what? They were stopped a couple of feet from the border by a Mexican soldier. And so it's more, it reminds me of that picture after Kent State. Any of you around for that? That young girl crying over the body of one of the students at Kent State 40 years ago, and she wasn't even a student there. You know, that kind of stuff. This is the news media playing us all like a fiddle. And it's pretty disgusting. The whole business is pretty disgusting as far as I'm concerned. You guys can jump in on that in a couple of minutes. Now, 28 after, on the Talk Radio Review.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From Babe Ruth to Mookie Betts, if you love baseball, then you gotta check out MLB The Show 19 for the PS4. Ramon Russell is a game designer, and we asked him about the game mode called Moments.
And what Moments is, it's relive, rewrite, recreate baseball's most iconic moments. Can you recreate that epic Toronto Blue Jays playoff moment with that Jose Bautista bat flip? Like, those moments are in the game. We have storyline moments where you'll take a look at Babe Ruth's career, and it'll be all these little pieces of gameplay that are really, really important and really specific to Babe Ruth. We might have Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. back-to-back home runs. So that's what all Moments is about, is these short experiences that could be an inning, it could be a game, trying to recreate baseball history or trying to rewrite baseball history.
Check out PlayStation.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is leaving his job next month, ending a two-year tenure marked by President Donald Trump's clashes with intelligence officials. Trump announced Coats' departure for August 15th in a tweet that thanked Coats for his service. He said he will nominate Representative John Ratcliffe from Texas to the post. Ratcliffe is a frequent Trump defender who fiercely questioned former Special Counsel Robert Mueller in last week's House Judiciary Committee meeting. A popular community festival was coming to a close in New York when gunfire erupted in a Brooklyn neighborhood, leaving one man dead, another person in critical condition, and 10 others wounded as they're continuing to search for two shooters they believe were involved. The crowd at the celebration was dispersing when gunshots rang out from a playground in the park where it was taking place. 12 people were hit, 7 men and 5 women between the ages of 21 and 55. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Talk Radio Review now with Rick Jensen, performer at WDEL Women's in Delaware. Tori Jones here from District Columbia.
I'm a worker.
Out words. Yes, you are a worker. Yes, you are. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the top 10 stories. I believe that Mr. Jensen, well, both of you had something that you wanted to say. We go back to the heat wave in Europe and kind of tie it in with number three, Boris Johnson and his first guffaw. So is the heat gotten to him already, Victoria?
Well, what's so fascinating is that there are live blogs. You know, they have live blogs, as we do sometimes, on the really big stories in Britain.
Yes.
And obviously when Boris took over from Theresa May, there was a live blog on him. Well, there isn't a live blog anymore. The live blog is on the weather, which is always a big topic of conversation in Britain. So he's been beaten out by the weather, which topped 100 degrees in Cambridge and in some other parts of Britain. And this is, of course, unheard of. People don't know what to do with themselves.
They don't have air conditioning.
No.
Unless you go to a hotel, yeah, it's bad.
It's crazy. So the weather's awful. Meantime, Boris is he's been literally culling his, using that word again, culling his cabinet, the previous cabinet, bringing in all these new people. It's been called, you know, he's blonde. It's been called the Knight of the Blonde Knives, as he's been knifing everybody and bringing people in. Now, you have to remember, he's a very colorful character, but he has always had a loose relationship with the truth. And back when he was a journalist, he was fired from his first job in journalism from the Times for making up a quote. One of his journalism colleagues, after he was a foreign correspondent in Brussels, made a poem up about him, which said, "Boris told such dreadful lies, it made one gasp and stretch one's eyes." And people still talk about that. So, but Boris is very good at rallying people. He's very positive. You know, he says everything's going to be great. He's very positive. He doesn't talk things down. He talks things up. And if people want that feeling, that's a great thing, particularly since Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, is so... Boris is in a good position right now.
Well, not if he flubs up the Brexit thing by taking a hard line with the Irish. I think that spells certain death for him. Maybe you and I, because we've been there a couple times to see what goes on, have a feel for what the situation is there. But you said to me off the air you thought he was a smart guy playing a dumb guy. That's the case or not, sometimes you can overplay your part. And in this case, there's no reason. And by the way, I thought it was interesting to understand, Rick, Nancy Pelosi saying to Boris, you know, look out. But basically, that was, if I understand it correctly, as sort of a backup to Trump. Remember, we talked 3 or 4 weeks ago about Trump making a deal with the British, with Theresa May, before she left, to save Britain, in essence, to make sure that it stayed afloat. We'd do a lot of stuff trade-wise, and there wouldn't be any consequences. Right. We have no, you know, it'd be like the 51st state. So Pelosi, sort of backing that up, says, you got no deal if you screw up the Brexit by making Northern Ireland feel like they are estranged. So...
Well, that's the backstop wherein they want to be able to have unencumbered trade throughout the EU and Europe. And as a matter of fact, this is the last solid border there is between the EU and the UK as well. But, you know, Doug, to your point, one benefit of free trade is that it slashes the cost of supply chains, and fair trade agreements like the EU's agreement on the European Economic Area. Well, it makes buying products around the world actually cheaper and easier. So with Brexit, Britain leaves this agreement, the EEA, and that has reduced tariffs in Europe. So supply chains from everything, from food, energy, is going to be broken. And we may or may not benefit from this, but I will tell you this right now, Victoria, your Cadbury and your British tea prices may go up.
Oh, I know. I know. I'm very aware. This is not a positive thing for chocolate eaters.
A disgrace. All right. The number two story this week is a focus on the race, the presidential race debate coming up next week. You got a scorecard if you even really care. I'm more interested when it comes to the race or the election to how the Mueller. I think 2-1. Excuse me. The Mueller testimony is number one this week. I think 2-1 go together, and I'll tell you why. Mueller, do you want me to tell you why? Maybe you don't want me to.
Oh, please, tell us.
Tell us, Phil.
Hardly in genuine.
You're not genuine at all, no.
I'll proceed anyway.
Go on.
The Mueller warning that came from the hearing, basically he said, as we sit here, Russian interference continues. I'm about to sneeze.
Yes.
Let's go to commercial and we'll be back.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. the three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. In multiple sclerosis, a person's immune system turns on itself and damages nerves within the brain and spinal cord.
It inadvertently thinks that something in the nervous system is the enemy.
Neurologist Dr. Dean Wingerchuk says although there is no cure for MS, there are medications.
There are more than a dozen of these so-called disease-modifying therapies, all of which have been shown to reduce the chances of people having these attacks.
Dr. Wingerchuk says lifestyle changes can also play a role in MS treatment.
There's growing evidence that general health has a big impact on how MS behaves and how people are able to cope with the disease.
Doctors already know smokers who experience a bout with an MS symptom are more likely than non-smokers to develop a second MS event. And research continues into how a healthy Mediterranean-style diet and regular low-impact exercise may help with MS. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, let's continue now. My sneezing seems to be over for the moment. So what we're doing here is connecting, according to Talkers Magazine, the presidential race is number two, and the Mueller testimony this week, number one. So Victoria and I have agreed, without talking about it ahead of time, that we have the same point of view here, i.e., and this is what I always like to do on my own, in my own program, my own way, is dig into stuff and find out what other people aren't saying or what you haven't heard. And so what you probably didn't pay much attention to was Mueller's warning that the Russians are everywhere. Not the exact word, but he did use the phrase, as we sit here, there are 50 states that have been targeted by the Russians. Our vulnerabilities remain. And you see, that was, instead of this theatrical BS that preceded and the antecedent of this are the same thing, that we're going to get Mueller so we can get Trump. Well, that's not... So what? That isn't really the story here. The story is that we're being screwed over by the Russians, and so not only are we, but other countries where the Russians are just doing their thing, and nobody seems to be... I mean, what are they afraid of? Why are we afraid? Why is anybody afraid of that little runt puking Putin?
Well, and there's more. He said they're doing it as we sit here. They expect to do it the next campaign. And then he added many more countries have got now developed similar capabilities based in part on the Russian playbook. And then this week, a Senate Intelligence Committee report, bipartisan, came out, found Russian began targeting the election system in 2014, and the attacks continued. Now, what's come out, and what people are finding, and this is that some of the other countries that host online influence operations with a history of interfering across borders include Saudi Arabia, Israel, China, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and Venezuela. And we already know that Iran is targeting us. We know Saudi Arabia has targeted us. And we know there's a company in Israel called the Archimedes Group that is basically a company for hire where you can just go to them and say, yeah, I want to target such and such a country. We'll do it for you.
Mm. Isn't that something, huh? Welcome to 2019, or maybe welcome to 2020. But that, I think, all right, so Rick, you haven't been heard on this. What do you think?
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine, Josh Marpet, who is an internationally well-known white hat hacker and security expert, and he said the key for us when it comes to these elections...
Wait a minute, hold on, just a second. Wait a minute. What's a white hat hacker versus...
It's a guy who can hack into anything, but he doesn't do it for...
Or is there a black hat hacker?
Yes, there are. Yeah, that's just it. Those are the bad guys who hack into mainframes and software for nefarious purposes, and he's actually a good guy who works for the government as well as businesses. And when he said the key is for our elections, if we're really worried about anyone getting into the voting machines, for example, make sure that they don't just have a memory stick that's easy to take out and replace if somebody's behind the curtain. Make sure it's not hooked up to the cloud. In other words, keep it offline, and that's one thing we need to do to protect ourselves, because just like we do with other countries, their spy agencies want to get all the information and try to create some sort of disruption in our world, right?
Yeah, right. Speaking of disruption, I want to circle back for a minute with your permission. We were talking about Boris, and we sort of threw in the English heat wave. Did you know that as we go into the weekend, the temperature in Paris is 108 degrees? How the English had 100 degrees. I had 105 on my farm last weekend, but the continent is sweltering. They have in many areas of Europe more air conditioning than they do in England, but this is the second heat wave of the summer. Now, whether it's the new normal or not, whether we're going to talk about climate change every week, it seems to be there's something that connects it to the realities. But I'm trying to think, as many times as I've been in France and in Paris, how they would deal, because it's normally 80 degrees is hot over there, never mind 108. Here where we are, it's 90 degrees is common, 95 where you are, Victoria. And I think in Delaware, you also have, in the summertime in Delmarva, well, though you get the breeze a little there, I think, don't you? So it's not quite so hot as it might be in Washington, Rick.
That's humid. Oh, man. Delaware is just known to be sticky, sticky humid, man. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, just imagine if you're traveling and you have a vacation scheduled. I don't know what the rest of, we don't know what the rest of the summer is going to be like, but I would think it'd be pretty miserable traveling around in Europe if that's, you know, because that's a great tourist destination. Who doesn't want to go to Europe and spend a week or two? It's hard to imagine. Go ahead. What'd you start to say?
I was going to start to say, remember in cities like Paris and London, the streets are narrower. The buildings are closer together. Everything's older. So it's hotter.
Yeah, it really, it's a pretty amazing reality thinking about it. All right, the people list. Let's see, we have a couple of comments before we run out of time here with some of the names on the list. Boris Johnson, William Barr, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, AOC. There was something about her that I wanted to, and I'm now, I've lost it. The business about the squad, I don't know, is it worth it? It's more news media baloney, as far as I'm concerned. Anybody got anything they want to say?
Yeah, I'll pass. I'm sick of all these people.
Right. And the makeup of the, you know, it's all made up. My question is, how are these people representing their district? What are they doing? They're elected to represent 450,000 individuals that live in a certain geographic area. How is all this grandstanding representing the people that they were elected to represent?
And bear in mind, this did start after they were attacked in a tweet about this squad business.
I know, but it goes on and on. Okay, you say sticks and stones. Yeah. I mean, you just look at, okay, it's the source. Who cares? What do you expect from him? And you move on. You don't keep, you know, trolling around making something out of nothing. Trump plays on stuff like this. So if you ignore him, he goes away. And even if he doesn't go away,
if you ignore him, he goes away. I think this is a different generation. This is a generation that does not ignore, but that fights back.
Nah, they're just making something. I mean, I don't see this. We all know who these people are. We all know where their consciousness is. And I find it, if I were in one of their districts, I'd be making a lot of racket about how they're not representing me but themselves, and that's it. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Weekdays, the DJV program. Now time for Tech Talk, a review of the hot technical items from this past week. Technical stories, Victoria Keelan. That doesn't mean we're getting into the weeds. It's about technology. Victoria follows it from the, I guess, public user point of view. And we start off with number 5, which I guess is directed toward a certain age group, Victoria.
Well, this could be directed towards grandparents, too, but yes, this is about smart diapers. And Pampers has announced that they have a new line of smart diapers that will track a child's urine as well as their sleep habits. And so Huggies, which is, of course, Pampers' biggest rival, they debuted a similar concept in Korea last year, allowing parents to receive text alerts when a child pooped. Now, this is called the Lumi by Pampers line, and Pampers has, they say they already have a wait list ahead of this launch this fall. It includes an activity center that it goes on the front of the baby's diaper, and then it works with an app that corresponds with the smart diaper, and it essentially lets the parents know when a diaper needs to be changed and also lets them know what the sleeping habits are. And a lot of pediatricians actually tell parents to track how often babies go to the bathroom, especially the first few months after birth. It can be a sign of, you know, things that are a problem or whatever. And they also say that you should track the sleeping habits of a newborn. So this is the new wave of parenting, smart diapers.
Smart diapers, smart diapers, we say here in New England. Number 4, Amazon is going to get into your,
They want to put some junk in your trunk. Is that what you're trying to say?
Junk in the trunk, yep.
So
yep.
In 2017, Amazon offered its customers the chance to get packages delivered inside their homes with their what they called key service. Some people were not that thrilled about letting Amazon into their actual home through the front door. So in 2018, Amazon came up with a new alternative. They'll deliver packages to the trunk of your car wherever you're parked. So now this program is actually up and running. And if you want to give it a try, you have to be an Amazon Prime member, you have to live in one of the supported cities, which those cities keep getting added more and more, and then you have to have a certain vehicle car, but it's really pretty much covered. Buick, Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, Volvo, Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Acura, all of them are covered as long as you have like a 2015 or later model, and so that way they have, for Ford and Lincoln, you have to have a 2017 or 2018 model. And then all you need to do, sign up for the Amazon key, and you just go to the Amazon store and set up vehicle, and you're all set, and you can get your packages delivered right to the trunk of your car, and you can track it just like any other Amazon delivery.
There you go. Number three is we aim for number one, Apple and the status of the iPhone 6.
iPhone 6 is about to go bye-bye. So if you have an iPhone 6, which came out in 2014, and this is the longest-running iPhone that they've ever had. This is 5 years in the running. A lot of people still have iPhone 6s that work just fine. And most of the time, it's about an 18-month to two-year shelf life for these, or lifespan for these iPhones. iPhone 6 somehow is different. But Apple is making sure that that goes away and you're forced to buy a new phone. So iPhone 6 will be gone, pretty much not supported around the time that September hits when they announce the iPhone 11. Now, iPhone 7s are on sale right now, but it's not really advisable to buy an iPhone 7 because you're going to find yourself in the same situation a year later. The iPhone 8 is going to be around for a while. That's a 2017 release. That's probably your best bet if you don't want to go all the way up to the iPhone 10 or the 10R, 10S, which are still really expensive. And if you want to buy something used, the best deals are actually on eBay right now.
Are they? All right. Number two, new rules for robocallers.
Yeah, while most of the country was focused this week on watching Robert Mueller testify, the House of Representatives actually was at work, surprise, surprise, and they approved an anti-robocalling measure pressing on telecoms and the FCC to deal with the onslaught of robocalls. So the Energy and Commerce Committee approved the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act unanimously, sent it to the floor, and it passed there. If it becomes law, it'll be easier for the government to go after these robocalls and to basically protect consumer privacy. We all know, if you have a phone, whether it's a landline or a cell phone, we get so many robocalls, it's ridiculous.
It is. All right, number one this week is good for those who don't love us, who don't like Equifax.
Equifax, yeah, that's the credit reporting agency, in case you don't remember this. It had the largest data breach in American history. 150 million people were involved in this and affected. And so Equifax has reached a deal with the government to pay $700 million to state and federal regulators to settle all of this issue, all of these lawsuits and things that came along. The Federal Trade Commission announced that Equifax will pay $300 million and as much as $425 million to compensate people who were affected by this. So if you had to, here's where it comes down to the real world. If you had to pay for a credit monitoring service, you can get your money back. If you had to deal with your accountant, you can get your money back. So you can go on to the FTC site and file all the paperwork there.
Help yourself. There it is, a review of the hot things in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.